There aren't a lot of places you can go on a US passport at the moment, but for now, you can still go to Ireland. When you get there, though, you have to stay in isolation for 14 days before venturing out. American tourists usually bring Ireland millions of dollars in revenue, but now the traditional Irish greeting of 100,000 welcomes has been virtually silenced. Terry Schultz has the story.
Americans can come to Ireland, but many locals wish they wouldn't.
Help stop the spread of coronavirus. It is a requirement of the Irish government.
It's a frequent and often emotional topic in Irish media. News Talk Radio sent reporter Barry White to Dublin Airport to talk to people arriving from the US.
They said they just wanted to get out of their home state because COVID-19 is so high there at the minute.
A completed form must be handed to immigration officers.
That's one thing unsettling the Irish. Another is a widespread perception that Americans are ignoring the quarantine rules. Irish-American Jaleesa Rowland says those stories even reached the remote island where she was visiting family.
I actually heard quite a bit from friends and relatives that there were Americans running around down south, and they were pretty pissed off because they're not quarantining. They were saying, you know, you Yanks, it's ridiculous.
Rowland says she assured everyone she'd stayed inside for 2 weeks when she first arrived in Ireland. But she says it's not just Americans frustrating locals, it's also their own leaders.
The Irish government is telling Irish people not to travel, you know, that it's not safe, and yet the government's letting all these people in, and they're letting them in from really high-risk countries, which the U.S. is.
The Irish Transport Ministry declined multiple requests for an interview to discuss the policy. Political analyst Daniel Keohane says officials have yet to explain the apparent contradiction to their own citizens, which has added to public anxiety, including his own.
It makes no sense whatsoever. So people in Ireland are very upset. And normally, you know, the Irish welcome Americans with open arms. But right now, no. I don't want someone from Florida or Texas coming near me, okay?
Although some restaurants are announcing publicly U.S. customers aren't welcome without proof of quarantine, at the Station House restaurant in Blennerville, owner Leanne Booth says she won't go that far.
Okay, we do indeed. Do you want to sign yourself in?
She does require customers to write down contact information, and she keeps a close eye on them.
That's why there's the temperature gun there. And then I won't go walking around and check the Irish people's. But then if you're tourists, and then especially a group of them, I will check them and get a record.
Booth might not need that temperature gun much, though.
Are you going to contest what I tell you?
In nearby Killarney, usually packed with U.S. travelers, there's not an American accent to be heard on the main shopping street or in hotels like the Great Southern, where Margaret O'Brien works.
We are missing the Americans very much. We usually have maybe 400 staying, and out of that, we would have 300 Americans.
Meanwhile, Ireland, like many other European countries, has seen a recent climb in the number of coronavirus cases, which the government has specifically admitted is not primarily due to outsiders. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.